So what makes John Galt interesting? Well, he is an internationalist. He is Scottish, but he's also a servant of colonialism. He's a servant in many ways of empire. He's interested in trade. He's interested in cultural contact. He's also interested in Scottish communities. His novels tend to be about Scots or Scottish communities, either in Scotland or in other countries. And he's interested in the way that these communities interact with modernity. How are they changed by changing society? And Galt sees the novel as a way of monitoring or charting social change and charting the way that the individual responds to change. He's not a romantic in the way that Walter Scott is a romantic. He's interested in the interaction between the individual and history. The other thing about John Galt is that his strength is the one-volume novel. With the exception of The End Tale, John Galt's three-volume novels are not great successes. They have a lot of extra baggage. The one-volume novels, and in particular the first-person accounts, are his highest achievement.